CWA Mobile.
CWA N4ZLK Mobile. Hello, Steve.
Tower, how you doing, big guy?
Promotion?
Full entitled only, no pay.
Not. I wasn't expecting that. I'm doing well. How are you?
The guy that I have, that I take my mowers to have them worked on, he runs a small shop that has exploded on him, and he's wide open, and he's way so far behind. And I called him up, and I said, Mark, why don't I come on over and let you tell me what to do on him, and I'll see if I can do what we need to do to get you caught up a little bit. So I went over there this morning. He told me what to check and what to do, and I worked on him, and I fixed both of my riding mowers, and he was so thrilled he wants me to come to work for him part-time.
Your government check is too much, you can't do it?
He'll pay me cash.
Good for him. That was good of you to help him out there.
You fixed and rebuilt a deck on another mower for him, and helped him get caught up just a little bit. So, he says, man, I need you over here part-time. When can you start? I got to check with the boss first, man, and we'll see what she says. By the way, today is the day. About 30 minutes ago, my wife walked out of her office for the last time. She is retired.
Well, to her, and you're probably not going to be able to take that part-time job. You're going to be a little busy.
But he told her that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 9 a.m. to noon and 2 to 5, she's got me. Anything on her list she wants it done, in any order she wants it done, whatever. But I build plastic on Thursdays all day, and I don't work on Fridays. That's against my beliefs. And Saturday and Sunday is for fun, so she knows the ground rules.
She knows the ground rules that I set.
Not before I've got her trained, right?
I guess.
Her trained. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore.
Everybody needs, well, every man needs a good knocking around every once in a while.
What do the ladies call that? General purposes? General purpose straightening or something or other?
Good in training.
That's it. Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty well there, big boy. Everything going pretty well for you?
It's backed into my last delivery stop. I'm going to do that and then go grab some lunch and wind my day down. And it's a Friday, and it's been a good day, good week. So, yeah, just thinking about, I don't know, just whatever. I'm just ready to go home.
You don't have to work on Saturday or Sunday, do you?
And I took an extra day off next week. It's going to be a short week for me, and then I'm off for 2 weeks. Got some people, friends coming down for a few days, the first part of it, but the rest of it I'm hoping I can do some more radio stuff and just stuff around the house.
Establish the ground rules. Allocation of time and resources. Otherwise, she'll run you to death, buddy boy. A preview of retirement. So, well, my wife, this weekend, is get treated to lunch at Chili's today with a friend of ours, and then tomorrow night another couple we know real well, I've known since he was a junior in high school, I'm taking them over to the Saltwater Kitchen on Haywood Road, at the Haywood Mall, and then Sunday all the kids are going to and she doesn't know about any of these except for the Chili's today. And on Sunday, all the kids are coming, and we're going to take her to a favorite Mexican restaurant in Tryon. So she's not going to cook this weekend.
Nice. I know she'll appreciate it. And congratulations again. That's a good achievement. And I wish her well. And then she's going to have to spend more time with you, so maybe she may have to go out and find another part-time job.
Oh, you're a comedian, man. I tell you what. No, I tell you what. I am trying to make things as light for her as possible because our daughter-in-law has taken a different job. She works for the school district now, but she's taken a job at a different school as bookkeeper and secretary, and they're starting her this coming Monday. So Grandma and Pop Pop's daycare has started up for our 5-year-old that will be 6 in September, and that's going to run for the next 3 weeks. So she'll jump from one steady job to another steady job, but I think it's one that she'll really appreciate.
Sure, I can imagine. Congratulations. That'll be fun. I enjoy it when my grandkids come over. Steve, I'm backed up. I need to get back in and do this delivery before someone else shows up and wants a dog. Have a great weekend. Good to talk to you. Hope to hear you again. And enjoy that time. We'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, N4ZLK.
Shane, as always, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good weekend and 73. Hope everything goes your way. And you don't get caught or get any new bruises. KN4VWA, I'm clear and mobile.
KC4SKD, listed. See anybody on frequency.
4VWA, how are you doing today, sir?
WZ, I hope I got that right. Name's Larry, call us KC4SKD. I'm doing fine. I headed over, gonna go see about getting the seat redone in this car. The driver's seat is getting in pretty bad shape, so I gotta go check on that.
Very few good upholstery shops around. I'm sure you'll get it done. I had the seats redone in an 85 Ford F-150 pickup truck. I found original factory bucket seats for the thing, and they were that old 1985 velour fabric, and I took them to a place in Spartanburg and got them redone in fake leather, and it turned out pretty good. Turned out real good, as a matter of fact. So good luck with that. And where are you now?
I'm along 123, and yeah, there's an upholstery shop less than 2 miles from the house that's done work for us before, so I'm going to go back to them and see what they say.
Has it been since you had any work done?
Well, I'm thinking. It's probably been, we got a 4Runner, and I had the seat worked on it. It's probably about 2017.
I'm just giving you a little heads up. When you walk in there, grab a couple of door frames and get ready for that price, because it's going to shock you.
Checking that. The fabric is in great shape. It's just that the foam is deteriorating, and it's coming out all over the carpet, and it's sort of sagging and all that. So, yeah, you know, we really like the car. It's four-wheel drive, so we're going to do what we can to try to keep it in good shape. Anything within reason.
Like I said, get ready, because there's a whole new normal as far as pricing out there now. And if you hadn't been in that particular market recently, it's a shocker. It's eye-opening.
I got my own thoughts as far as what's happening to us as far as money and pricing. But I guess I better save that subject for another place.
How you feel about it, but if you're like anything like me, you can sum it up in one little phrase. Thanks, Uncle Joe.
But anyway, I was listening to your conversation with the other guy about somebody retiring. It reminded me of, I worked for GE for a short time, and then one of the engineers was going to retire, and they asked him what was he going to do. He said the first Saturday he was going to get up, take his old alarm clock out, and beat the thing up with a 2x4.
Oh, And you know what? I'm pretty much retired now, and I worked with medical digital imaging. So I worked with computers an awful lot. And I had an old Windows XP laptop that I finally wore it out, and I took it out and used it as target practice. And believe me, it was absolutely very cathartic.
I hope you can hear me well. I'm in a bad location.
Ian, okay. You are a little bit scratchy, but you're all right.
Just real scratchy receiving, but anyway, yeah, I thought that guy said after he beat his old alarm clock up, he was going to buy him some nice little clock that has a sweet melody or something to play to wake him up in the morning.
Just got a phone call from the boss lady. Well, I got to jump and run on you. 73's.
I've been getting some traffic myself, so I better put the mic down. KC4SKD.